Here before you is the boundless landscape of La Armuña, its wide horizon with the odd pine tree or holm oak, the flat cereal fields that become golden in May and June, the sprigs swaying in the breeze. All this leads to calmness, to reflection, and tranquility. But this overwhelmingly open landscape is not any less interesting than others which, on the surface, seem to be of more ecological value. There is a lot to see here, since there is a varied treasured fauna, among which we can find some of the most singular birds in the Iberian Peninsula, from the largest flying bird to the rarest, most endangered species. These are the steppe birds, so often seen in our lands, crossing the sky over these cereal flatlands looking for food or shelter as they migrate. And while the landscape we are looking at is not really a natural steppe, these rain-fed crops look a lot like them, so many birds have adapted to our landscape, sharing it with humans. But there is always a downside, and in this case, it's that this coexistence has led some of these steppe birds to become vulnerable. The birds we can watch from this viewpoint share a number of features developed by the necessity to adapt to a life without trees or other shelters. This is the reason their colours are earthy, thus allowing them to camouflage themselves in their environment. They build their nests on the ground and, should they need to run away, their legs are strong and nimble. If we're lucky and have good eyesight, from here we can see many of these birds. Among those birds, it's possible to see the great bustard, the fast little bustard, or the elusive stone curlew. We might also enjoy the sight of a prey bird in flight, like the Montagu's harrier. There's also red-legged partridges, quails, and Eurasian skylarks. But let me tell you about some of these birds so you can tell them apart should you see them close up. The panel displays their pictures, which help with identification, but there are other aspects that will enable you to be sure. Identifying the great bustard is easy. It's a large, heavy bird. Its earthy, brownish colours make it merge with the background, so it can be difficult to see it in these dry lands. Reluctant to fly, we can see it walking about, its neck very stretched. However, when it does fly, its almost entirely white wings are quite distinctive. Its long neck fully stretched forward and the legs not entirely hidden under its wide tail. When it starts to fly, it looks as if it's going to be slow and clumsy, but the great bustard can reach 80 kilometers an hour. The little bustard is a silent bird, like the great bustard, and when it flies, the back of its wings with its vivid white stripe is very visible. It flies like ducks do, with fast, not very deep wing strokes. The stone curlew is easily identified, although you'll have to wait till the early evening. If you happen to see a small long-legged bird with a black-tipped yellow beak and you hear its shrill cry, that is undoubtedly a stone curlew. The Montagu's harrier is, unlike the other birds mentioned here, a bird of prey. If we're lucky, we will see it gliding low, with a masterful flight and its wings folded in a V.